This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Democrat House Leader Nancy Pelosi has selected five abortion-friendly Democrats to that committee investigating Planned Parenthood. Of the five, Washington State's Susan Del Bene, a top recipient of Planned Parenthood campaign contributions, has been in Congress for 3 years and is already on that top five list. Del Bene faces a strong pro-life challenger in next year's election. Tuesday's stunning win for a political outsider in Kentucky is seen as a good sign in next year's election for both pro-life candidates and those candidates considered outsiders. The pro-life stance of Kentucky's governor-elect Matt Bevin is a stark contrast to his opponent, State Attorney General Jack Conway, who supported paying for abortion from tax dollars. In an open letter to major networks, eight members of Congress accused them of politically driven coverage and a lack of journalistic integrity for failing to cover those videos of mostly Planned Parenthood officials marketing abortion specimens. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
An adult stem cell treatment reminiscent of leukemia therapy is being applied successfully to study participants with multiple sclerosis. Bioethics attorney Wesley Smith notes the development announced earlier this year and laments that too many MS patients in assisted suicide states are ushered off stage before any such hopes can be explored or realized. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.